call Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Okay. Public comment. Everybody that's here is on the agenda. So we'll move on to the agenda review. Are there any items to add?
Mayor and City Council, a few items I'd like to point out. One thing is in your packet, there will be a new resolution, number 2013-06. There will be two copies of that resolution, one showing the resolution that needs to be adopted as compared to the resolution that was in the packet. And then there will be also another one attached to that showing you the changes that were made to that resolution for your references. So there was some legal counsel things they want to change in that resolution over the weekend, so they got them changes made. I've had them reviewed by our bond counsel, and there are no issues or concerns there. It's just a matter of some formalities and some wording. And the other items I have to be added to and taken into consideration is a letter from Mary Apple from Briggs & Morgan, served as our bond counsel. Other things would be updated delinquency report and updated July claims list. Then also would be letters from Richard Odoms in relation to the Carver County Open Fiber Optic Initiative. And Chris, you want me to send bouncers?
Yeah, I was going to add that into my report.
Okay. And then under Council Member Lund's report, it's got some kitty bouncers and some pricing and options on those.
Anything else from the council? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to adopt the agenda with the added items.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the agenda with the added items as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Everybody had time to go through their packets if there's any questions. Otherwise,
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Your second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to Chief Brady and the Fire Department report.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So first, brought with Greg Schultz tonight. He retired with 21 years on the Hamburg Fire Department. And I think has been custom for years. The council presents him with a plaque for his years of service.
Greg. Well, recognition awarded to Greg Schultz, recognition of valuable contributions to the city of Hamburg for serving 21 years as a volunteer firefighter for the city of Hamburg. From the Hamburg City Council. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Next on the thing is Brenda's been doing some taking pictures and stuff here lately because of her pregnancy, so she submitted a picture to the Minnesota State Fire Chiefs Association, and she got the front cover of the July, August Minnesota Fire Chief. Talked to Gina Noah from the editor. She said a lot of people send in and don't ever get one on here. And there's like six front covers a year, so I think it's a pretty good deal. It's a great picture and kind of proud that Hamburg Fire made it on the front page. So
this is it is pretty good.
Point of interest. Ethanol drill on July 10th. I think there's
four or five.
There's a respondent to an ethanol drill in Arlington. Starts about 5:30. They're having it all of Sibley County. We belong to Sibley Chiefs, so we're invited to, and I think it'll be a good drill. Some guys have been going a few of the last Wednesdays to learn a few things, so I think it's a good thing to be had. Next, National Night Out. We had a committee meeting on that. Things are going good. Be from 6 to 8. We'll have to have another meeting, but face painters are coming. So.
When you hear back from Cindy, I haven't heard back from me yet.
Huh?
I haven't heard back from Cindy yet either, so. And we have the information for the labels we talk about later. So.
That'd be from 6 to 8 on August 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Zummerfest, had a good turnout. Things went good until the rains came in. We lost about $700-$800 not being able to finish the tractor pull, but each group got a fair amount of money out of it. Ran out of hamburger and buns and different things, so turned out good. Last thing I have, last year, Hamburg and Green Isle Fire Departments helped out with a tractor pull over in Green Isle. And we both made good money on it, serving hamburgers and pop and beer and things like that. And the Trevish family is here again to see if they could use the bleachers. I know others have asked for them and stuff, but we let this group have them, our fire department, because people are able to sit and watch the pull. We're making money, so. Kip, you want to say anything?
Well, it seemed to be a good turnout for everybody last year. It's August 23rd again. I know we used them last year. I think we got them a couple days before. And I believe we brought them back on Sunday.
Which ones are the ones down to?
Yeah, the tall ones.
The tall ones we used.
Doesn't interfere anything much.
Ball's over by then,
okay.
So.
T-bone and all that wraps up by then. So. Well, I guess you guys take care of getting them and returning them.
Yep.
And
yep.
I guess if there's any comments from the council, then.
Go for it.
Is there insurance on that, or we're not liable for any fatalities or something, somebody fall off, break an arm or something?
Our insurance for the show covers all
of it.
Okay, you got a blanket insurance policy for the event? Or?
It's a $5 million blanket policy.
Yeah. Okay.
Covers
the bleachers and everything. You'll probably want a
copy of it, yeah.
If you could get that to the city, that would be, so we've got that in our possession during the event.
That maybe, I don't know, I'll have to look. I think maybe last year we just did some type of waiver form too.
Yeah, we just signed some type of
waiver. We just signed the waiver. Yeah, and then talk to the insurance, and we should be good.
As long as everybody, you know what is covered.
Okay. That would work. We just use it again, same stage.
Any other comments or questions? Otherwise, I'd probably look for a motion for the approval of the use.
So moved.
Your second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to allow the use of their bleachers for their Green Isle tractor pull. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. You're in charge.
Thank you.
Other than that, I think that concludes the report, unless you have any questions.
You've got the claims here. There's some pertaining to the FD. Now is the time to ask, not later.
Brad, do you know the brake pads for which vehicle they were?
Rescue 12.
Rescue 12, that's right.
You were talking with the picture on the magazine. Brenda and Amber could be up for an award, possibly.
Yeah, there's 1 out of 6 chance of winning the Cover of the Year award. So.
Is there something else Amber could be recognized for down there? So there are 2 things. Mm-hmm. Is that? Okay. Anything else for Chief Draghi? Otherwise, I guess, thank you.
All right.
We'll move on. Ridgeview Medical Center project. The project for the issuance of the bonds here, I guess. Do we have any more questions? Otherwise, we're going to look at the resolutions.
Yeah, basically what we'd be looking tonight would be to approve resolution number 2013-06, which would be basically the resolution approving the issuance and sale of healthcare facility revenue note, series 2013, and authorizing the execution of documents relating thereto. So basically, by adopting and approving the resolution, it basically would move us forward to work with Ridgeview Medical Center on their refinancing and their project improvements. So by passing that resolution, with the resolution, we're also authorizing execution of all documents in that resolution.
So, as was stated in the June meeting, if we have any expenses or the organization is going to be forwarding funds or have or will?
Any bills I would get in relation to this, I will then forward them.
Does somebody from Hamburg have to be there at that closing?
No, I don't think so. I think we'll probably have the documents will be signed in advance to close and held in escrow by your attorney.
Okay. Didn't know. Had to ask. Any comments from the council?
Yeah, like I said, one thing I did is just I've always worked with Miriable with Briggs and Morgan on any issues relating to bonds, whether it's been working with Ridgeview on this project before and now, and any projects the city's done. And I just had her type up a letter basically kind of outlining what the involvement was. And also she, as she states, that, you know, the note is being issued by the city on behalf of the borrower. On the borrower would not exceed $9 million. I think it'll be closer to
$8.5 million.
Yeah. And basically, that'll be purchased by Klein Bank, a lender. And then City of Winston also will be issuing tax-exempt note on behalf of the borrower to assist in the financing of the project. And that will also be purchased by Klein Bank. So basically, you know, like we talked at the last meeting, there's no real issues for the city by doing this. We're just basically giving them use of some of our limits that we have for bonding.
Bonding power?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, we've done it. We did it in 2007 with Ridgeview and had no issues.
Any comments? Otherwise, I'd probably look for a motion to approve the resolution number 2013-06, which states...
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve resolution number 2013-06 pertaining to Ridgeview Medical Bonding Project. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Yeah, and then one thing I just want to note out that we passed that and approved the resolution and the execution of documents. One thing I will do, though, is any documents that we get for signage, I will have our bond counsel and attorney to review just to make sure that we're good before I put any signatures to any documents. So I'll make sure we're covered.
Any questions yet or comments?
No, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
We're done with the project there. We'll move on. Mr. John Rodberg.
Rodberg.
From SVH to enlighten us tonight.
Yeah, wonderful. Again, I'm John Rodberg. I'm the I lead the ACH office in Hutchinson. So we took got two bids on the project here, and the prices came in higher than our estimate. I think we're maybe a little overly hopeful on our prices, and again, the prices of bituminous have gone up. You can see the cost a little bit higher than we had hoped, but still overall, I guess, within in the range, but about 15% above for the total project, and just under 20 if we did not do the alternate bid. The alternate bid is adding in some pump service lines separate from the drain tile. And sometimes we construct them as one pipe, sometimes two. Recently we've done them as two pipe. We find that they're usually more cost efficient and there isn't a chance of the sump line surcharging, putting water back into the subgrade in the road. So I think it's the right design. We talked a little bit beforehand here. Robert Avenue does have quite a bit of curb that's kind of broken and cracked, especially by the driveways. It had that the B16, the high back curb, and then they cut in driveways. So often you'll see on either side of the driveway the curb is broken. Sometimes it's even moved a little bit. There's obviously a lot of sump pump use there. You can see it in the gutter, mm-hmm. That the water's run there a lot. I know when the designer came out and looked at it, he said the sump pumps were running to beat the band. He heard them going off the whole time he's walking down the street. So there is obviously an issue there. I think the project as designed would be fine. Again, we're reclaiming, so essentially we're grinding up the bituminous between the curbs, replacing about a quarter to a third of the curb that's either bad or we have to run services for, and then replacing, you know, just a couple of feet of the driveways generally. We're saw cutting them back. And as you were noting, Mr. Mayor, there is a number of driveways in very bad shape, too. So it's a cut-and-paste kind of project to keep the cost within budget. And I think that's the question that we have for you, is what direction do you want to go with it? Because you probably could bid it again. I don't think you'd probably get a better price. It's late in the year. Contractors are busy. The weather's held them back a little bit, which may have affected the cost, too.
On the driveways, you know, like some of that first part of the apron, I mean, they're broke up the whole 8 feet.
Yeah, they are.
What do you just cut along where it's cracked and you...
That's essentially what you do. You find a good spot and you cut it back, and if it's cracked back, you may actually just fill in a little piece. So, like I said, it's going to look... Sometimes you can't find a good piece to go back to,
yeah.
You know, especially with, you know, bituminous, because it could all be cracked. So then it does get kind of tough to do some of those.
Right on, you know, like some of the driveways with the owners, like say they would want to replace that whole section.
Right.
Do they have an option that they can pay that? How would that work, or wouldn't it work?
Often you can ask the contractor who's doing the concrete work, but often it may be cheaper for them to hire somebody separately from that because they may not be specialists. This one is mostly hand-poured stuff, hand-poured, so I would guess it would probably be a good deal. But generally we would have the property owners work directly with the contractor to pay that cost directly.
So basically what you're doing is like putting in an apron, right?
We're just putting in about 2 feet of the apron,
okay.
You know, just 2 feet behind the curb. So we're cutting a line, putting the tie line in, putting that back in. So it's not really replacing the driveway at all. And like you said, a lot of them are in pretty poor shape.
Yeah, that's because I know someone asked.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like you all you noticed, there's a lot of sump pump services where they chopped in the...
We have that problem a lot in Hutchinson as well. I mean, that isn't atypical, and it sure would be nice if you could get those completely under the ground, you know, so they aren't running out under the curb. And often they'll leak behind the curb, and you'll see the curb pop off by them. It's not a good thing. But, you know, right now you're looking at close to $85,000 to do everything. As Jeremy noted, there is a backyard tile line a little bit on the south side, so you could maybe serve about a third of the homes. Without running the tile, but of course the bottom of the tile line is on that side of the road too, so I don't know how we do the, I think there's one or two on the east end there that we may not be able to get to. So we may be able to find some way to cut down costs, but we're still not doing the driveways, we're not, you know, we're not hitting everything. It won't be a perfect, like new project, yeah. But it'll be a good road that'll last and it'll be better than it is now.
Council, questions?
And we're going to be using LG money for this, right?
Yeah. And basically, looking at, I kind of went through and looked at the budget, you know, see where we'd be at here for the year. Basically, we have around $59,000. Coming in LGA monies that we had said we'd put forth for street improvements. We also did budget $20,000 for street maintenance and sidewalk repairs. I think as far as sidewalk repairs go, we're pretty well done with most of the main sidewalk in town. So some of that money that's set aside in street maintenance budget could be used. But if you look at using that money to complete the project, you know, you pretty much wiped out any other type street maintenance items you wanted to do. And I figured we probably have about 15,000 of that left because we used 1,400 of it, I think 1,440 for street patching, and then another $2,000 to do some work in the park for some seal coating in the park on the trails and the bituminous area there. You could use those monies. There's also about, at the end of the year, we have set to have $62,000 in city maintenance fund, which basically can be used for any type of maintenance projects. A few years while ago, we set money aside for street repairs, any type of seal coating, any other type of repairs. And there's another $6,000. $6,000 of that $62,000 is specifically set aside for street maintenance. So there are monies there if you wanted to do the project as a whole.
Do we have any other projects, any other problems that have to be addressed?
I think we pretty much have pinpointed that Robert Avenue was project number one this year.
There was,
yeah. There's nothing else outlined or detailed.
I see in the bid here there's nothing for fire hydrants, are they all good there? Or we got to talk about replacing, getting to make bigger ones?
That's what I was going to bring up. You know, each time we've done a project, we've tried to update our super old hydrants, you know, with some easier fix ones so they're not the big, you know, have to tear out all kinds of blacktop or whatever. I'd like to see one of those added in, you know, somehow, because you don't think you got a little bit of pipe work because it's the, you know, if you're doing the tile lines. And the other thing I'm going to say is I'm not so sure that you need to put the tile line down to put the sump pump line in the road. If you're going to do it and hook sump pumps to it, do away with the tile line.
Just do the half perf like some of the other cities.
You got, you know, so the bottom is all solid, so the water runs in it. The top third has holes in it.
Yeah.
Put sand in there so the water comes up high enough, you're going to drain it anyway, so you're doing killing two birds with one stone.
And that's the way we have designed a lot of these in the past. The reason we went this way is they had done this bid a couple times in the cities and ended up being cheaper because the people like just running the cheap tile for the subgrade. But if you're more comfortable, or if Mueller is more comfortable, who I hear is a semi-reputable contractor, that is something we would do.
But I'm just saying, I think there's like two or three sump pumps that really run there. People get a little, they're starting to get a little more nervous about the algae and stuff in the gutters and things. So, that's up to.
Yeah, it's even happened if they didn't get them switched early enough. There was ice.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you got that all.
And you'd only have to do that tile on the north side of the road because the south side, all those people should have their sump pumps or should be required to hook their sump pumps
in
up the back side.
Right.
Correct.
And it looked like the ones on the southeast side, I didn't see sump water coming out there because I don't think that line went all the way back, right, to the far.
It kind of comes in two ways, but it covers it would cover all of south.
Well, that would be good. So maybe you put a plain drain tile on the south side and the sump line on the north side, so you can get rid of about half your tile.
It comes in here and here.
So this this brace is for both sides.
Oh, they're just showing he's going to set it on all.
Yeah,
that's the
main price. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. John, right? The main price includes the tile line. But the alternate includes the sump pump.
Right, the alternate includes the sump pump.
But that's on both sides of the road?
Right, both of them are on both sides of the road.
So what Brad was just saying, we could eliminate the south side?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, and that
or you just put the corrugated or the tile on, regular tile on that side, and the other side put the sump pump line and drain in.
So that would probably save us anywhere about $9,000. We do that. So that on that total price, that'd bring it down to about $75,000.
And then the fire hydrant is about $9,000.
Depending on which one it is.
Yeah.
But maybe that's something just want. It's just ISO in the future. They always want you to try and get the more modern with the steamer fitting.
Absolutely.
We've changed some over the years, but there's still, what did I say, six or seven got to change yet. So
is this the one by Carol?
Hmm?
Is this the one by Carol you're talking?
Yeah, I think that's the one there.
Because the one down by Sonia, that was the rainy.
Yeah. That was changed with that.
The other project, yeah.
So you're basically looking at about the same price yet, just you flip-flopping.
We're gaining a hydrant. Maybe.
Gaining a hydrant and losing one side, which is okay, I guess.
Yeah. There.
And this is a non-assessment project, right?
Correct.
Well, do we have to have another meeting with the contractor? Maybe once we award it? How does this work?
Well, there's a clear, obvious, on both the base, but in the alternate, it's the same contractor that's low. If you want to award it and then do a change order before giving them a notice to proceed, you can certainly do that. I wouldn't go out for bids again. I don't think you want to negotiate. I think you need to say if they're the low bidder.
Okay, change order. That's the word.
I would do the work and then do a change order. And maybe if you want to recommend right now that's what the change order would include, and we'll negotiate the change order then. So we'd remove the sump line on the south side, and we move the tie line on the north side and use a half perforated pipe in its place. And remember now, we're still replacing only about a third of the curb and then just about 2 feet of the driveways as we go past.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
Were you all in for the fire to add that new one in or not?
Where would that come about if we want to put that hydrant in there? Is that part of the change order deal?
Right, that'd be part of the change order.
And then you could delete maybe some of the mediocre curb just to, instead of using the curb you had pulled out, if there's none for that corner, you can leave some in over here to counter for that curb on that corner.
And we were pretty conservative. I think we had quite a bit of curb replaced, so we'll just have to make sure that we're judicious about what we replace there.
And be good now because all you have to do, the curb is covered.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of dirt back there, and you'll be tearing the road up kind of anyway, so, you know, it's not like you're taking the road up.
Yeah, the restoration costs are almost all in here already. Yeah.
So what would you say the amount of, would you say about a third of the curb, you figure, on Robert being replaced, or...
We have 350 feet, I think, out of about 1,000 feet total. So you have about 1,000 feet of pipe. So it's a quarter to a third. And again, some of that's where the sump pump lines cross, and so we'll probably have more because we won't have the sump pump lines crossing on the south side anymore.
Okay.
And we have 57,000 come from LGA.
We have 58,777
coming from LGA. And like I said, there's about another 15,000-16,000 in the street budget for street repairs. So we're quite close to that.
So we'd be
75,000 then.
Right, if we go with the. With the add-on, we have to look for 10,000 more. If we do the change
right.
With the hydrant.
So we were at about 75,000-76,000 if we didn't put the hydrant back in. And mm-hmm. Now if we add the hydrant in, we're back up to, like you said, about that 85, most likely.
And you probably have to take that out of the general fund. Water fund can. There's no money available.
No, we don't do that.
The water fund.
I mean, it doesn't have to go. I mean, if you don't, I'd like keeping it in mind because it will always help someplace down the line that those hydrants are in.
Yeah, it runs by my house.
Are they, how old are the hydrants back there? Is it free load?
Huh?
How old are the hydrants in your...
1948. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in there, 51, 52, 48, 46. I don't remember which ones they are, but it says it. If you look, it says the year.
Well, that one by Carroll would have been when the tour got back there.
Yeah, probably. But it's still old style.
Right, but I'm saying that one isn't the...
But that still doesn't mean that it ain't a hydrant that didn't come from. Just because you put a road in 1980 doesn't mean you got a 1980 hydrant.
No, I'm just saying, but it's. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying the hydrant itself is stamped on there, how old it is. That's, I didn't know if that's what you meant or when it was put in.
Yeah,
I forget what the tour did that job, but that's why it's kind of going up the way it is.
So, John, you think that and hydrant is about 9,000?
I think myself it's 9,000 with all the repairs of it, isn't it?
I would guess close. I'd have to look and see where it is. I don't know if we have to expand, you know, the project at all to cover that. But, you know, we've got the curb in there. We've got the bituminous replacement. We're tearing that up anyway. You know, we can look and see what we can add. I'm hoping it'll be less. You know, we're going to have some less sump pump service lines. You know, maybe we'll save more than that $8,000-$9,000. But
you got the dirt restoration in there, right? Because of the new curb,
right.
We've got the sump in there. So,
just looking at it now, I still think we're going to be pretty close to the same dollar amount. I think what we save on the tile line would go into
with
a hydrant.
The changes in hydrant, maybe around 85.
Yeah.
If we didn't do the hydrant and just had the what we discussed in the changes for the street portion of it and the tile portion of it, would be around 75, you think?
I think 75, 77, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
The other thing, John, too, you can look at it. It might be one of those where you just change the top. Some of those have a certain, whatever they are.
Oh, the hydrant, right. At the,
just change
right.
The top, the fittings.
Right.
And put it back on, so that's...
Okay.
Can we just have Miller's change the hydrant instead of going through SCH? I mean, just a regular, have Millers do the hydrant and just pay them and leave that out of the deal and save some money?
Well, you should have it with the project, couldn't you?
But we're not adding anything on for that. I mean, that's no cost to us.
I don't think it's but I'm just saying, like Brad said, maybe you can just change the top on it.
Yeah. Bottom line, you've got to decide if you want to do it or not and where you're getting the money from.
Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes,
like I said, from a budget standpoint, I think we have enough money to do the street and the tile with the changes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw something out there because I go to a lot of council meetings that John does. The odds are you guys don't want to be forced into a decision tonight. Contractor side, it's got to be done by August 28th. If you want to wait a month, you just got to extend the... I mean, that project can be done in October if you want. If you want to think about it, instead of having to try to make a decision tonight, along with the change orders, you just change the completion date. Otherwise, you're going to almost have to decide tonight because we won't give a contract at the next meetings in August. We'll only give them 3 weeks to do the work.
Right.
So, if you want to think about it, all you got to do is add then is to add time on to the end to extend the project.
And then give us some direction and we'll come back at the next meeting to go to one.
Right. Well, you might want prices, your prices and stuff versus tonight. I mean, if I was sitting there, I wouldn't want to make that decision without him figuring
like
what the adds, deducts,
having some definite numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Seeing what that hydrant is changeable.
Okay. But with that, the completion date has to change.
Well, and you're kind of going in September, gets a little later in September too to pave. So,
yeah.
But you're okay to pave.
But that last one we paved that plan, that was
October.
October.
Yeah.
And we do two papers side by side, I think we get on there, so
sure.
It comes out almost as nice in July.
As long as they're comfortable with that, I think that's maybe a good idea.
I agree there.
Well, I think we know we're going to do the street, so we should be able to do the first, the base bid.
But we're going to, but the changes.
Yeah, the changes, you can leave that in the air and say, with the changes in the next council meeting, we'll have that. You'll have some prices and we'll settle it. But the base bid should be able to...
No, you just wait with everything. Change the whole.
Because the base bid is affected too by
right.
The changes here.
What was that?
Well, with those lines, the tile line.
The one part of tile line in the base bid and the other part of tile line is an alternate.
Oh.
And you're using both, so you've got to affect both of them.
So, John, what would be the route to go about it tonight? Would you?
I would just
award it to Millers with the change date, and then do a change order at the next meeting, or just do it all at the next meeting?
You know, I think if you came back and you awarded it at the same time as the change order, I don't know what Chard would say because you're so close on the base bid. You know, to me, it's really clear that we want to do this, and you're going to award the work. I think it maybe does make sense to award it if you know you're going to do it, and then come back with a change order
at the next meeting.
And you can maybe even add the alternate bid
right
at that time. So just award the base bid, which they're low at, and then have us come back with a change order.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what I'm thinking. Just for the reason you stated, to avoid any issues with the other.
Yeah, if you try to move the bid around and then try to award it, I could see the other contractor complain. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So there was the other way around that question.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that if that hydrant has to be replaced or should be replaced, this is the time to do it while we're doing this.
Right, but let's find out the specifics.
And the cause.
I understand that, but I mean, all things being equal, you know, if we have to replace it in 3 years and rip up what's been done.
What you just fixed.
Right.
Right. Sorry, I think it should all be done at once, contingent upon what the decision.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions, or John, you got anything more to enlighten us on?
No, I think that's good.
I'm going to make a motion that on the base bid that we award the bid to William Miller and Sons of Hamburg of $68,485 on the base bid, and that alternate be open till the next meeting and come back with some prices.
Yeah.
And go from there.
On change order.
On yeah. change order, yeah.
Second to that?
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to award a bid to William Miller and Sons for Robert Avenue for the what's my page? Figure of
$68,485.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Period.
Good. We'll work on that and hopefully have something in a couple of weeks. You have some time to look at it.
Thank you.
So appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. All right. Move on to old city business. We got our NIMS training hanging there yet? How's that doing?
I opened the link.
I just forget about it. That's. I'll get it done. I will get it done.
Very nice. If you open the link, will you continue the link, or is it going to be a missing link?
No, I have the link. I know where I got to go.
Okay.
It's just finding the time.
That's true.
To do it.
Yep.
Well, the tax fortified lot. That's. Do we really need that under anymore?
Yeah, there's been no interest in it.
You know,
probably scratch it. If there's any interest, I'll throw it back on.
Yeah, let's expand it for now. It just, good. I mean, we've looked at it for umpteen months. There's nothing to do with it. Like you say, if it resurfaces.
Yeah, then we'll address it at that time.
You got
time.
The space on the paper.
And basically, if there's some council members that are aware, it's tax forfeit lot on Brad Street. If you're heading north on Brad Street here, it'll be the open lot between John Trevish and then the Hellstate weekend there. And basically, why we have that on there is because there's assessments on them lots of about $12,000 some. And a lot of people want to buy that lot, but waive the assessment. It's a lot of money to waive for when you have a street, water and sewer services in there. You know, maybe something would be to consider is maybe to get something on there, collect the assessments, but waive the WAC tax charges, you know, or something. So that's why it's on there, just in case if there's any interest that at that time that we would address and discuss what we wanted to do to get somebody to build on that lot. How could what incentives could be?
And to build on there is very limited, with the yeah. railroad easement, power lines.
Power lines.
And is there water and sewer in there?
Yes, there is.
But the assessment you said is $12,000.
Yes, $12,000 something.
Yeah.
And the whack and sack is
$7,500 each. So, I mean, it gets quite spendy.
Yeah.
Lot that's, then, you know, for a limited lot. So
right.
that's why I think. Why we've had it on there because we did have some interest and now we haven't had interest for months. Anyone looking at them lots or even interested in them. So
that's $19,000 just before you can mow along.
Yeah, you basically probably got about $20,000.
Yeah.
So you know, if we get some interest in at that time.
How much is that property worth? Is that lot worth it? If somebody wanted to buy it.
Like Dick said, it's very limited. I don't think you could put a.
Can't put nothing wider than 26 feet wide on that property. House, garage, any combination, nothing. You know, you couldn't have 26 foot wide house in a garage, jumping out in front. No, it'd have to be 26 feet.
Wow.
I mean, the ideal thing to do there would be to combine them two parcels and put twin homes or, you know, some type of condominiums or something there would work perfect, you know, but you could kind of incorporate that with limitations you have. But yeah, I think ideally back in early 90s, probably should have never been platted.
Yeah. Well,
just because of the easements you got there.
All right, we'll move on. How far do you want to go on that?
Just any comments from just the council?
Just acknowledge.
Any comments from the council or any things to date? Or to
I guess, like it says in here, there's some information here from Mr. Odoms. Basically, the letter that went to Mr. Hemsey and the reply. I guess the questions are kind of answered. Mr. Lays? Did I say it right?
Lays.
Lays?
Lays.
From last meeting?
Lays. Lays. It's Lays. It's not how it spells. It's Lays.
His response is in here. I guess basically for information, that's why Jeremy's got it on here. If we ever so decide, we know what the cost is. I guess the only thing is if they're going to get us some of the options that would be included. That we kind of talked about.
Yeah, and basically in talking with Mr. Lees, the only added things or discussion I had with him was just basically what we had touched based on when he was here. So I think right now it's a little bit of a startup project, so it may be some time before we know what the full capacity of the fiber optic ring is going to entail.
Well, one thing too, I guess Emmanuel is hooked up.
Well, they are.
That was in the church note. So if there's any questions, one could I can ask the pastor, or I can, because he was all thrilled about it. I can just ask him a little bit about it too.
I mean, one of the pluses is the 20 megs upload speed, and download. It's 20 up and down, but I don't know where the real advantage comes into play for us as far as having that big of files or transferring that big of information. That
if you had complained in the past about not about time taken in there in regards to sending files to other cities and municipalities, then I guess I would say, okay, it makes sense. But since I haven't heard nothing of that, since I've been in tune to what the council's been doing, well, I can't.
Everything I was hearing before was the computer itself.
I had somebody comment to me today that, according to what he sent back to me in one of his responses, is that he's the only guy that's in this project, and he's getting $50 an hour. But you take $50 an hour times 160 hours, that comes out to be, what, $8,000 a month or something like that? And he's the only person that's doing that. So if there's a problem with this system, who does the service? And how soon will the thing be back up and running?
That's Jaguar.
Pardon me?
That's Jaguar Communications, who is responsible.
Well, I mean, that's for the private side, right? But the public side, the part that the county owns. But I guess, the other thing is that somebody questioned why I appeared to be against this project, because that's sort of my being against it and the city not going for approving this contract is going to prevent them from getting high-speed internet and television over this new fiber optic line. So, somebody's been giving out some bad information there, and I explained to them, no, just because this gets put in Hamburg doesn't mean you're going to have high-speed internet tomorrow through this fiber optic ring.
Maybe a couple years.
Pardon?
Maybe a couple years before we...
Council Member Gregona said last meeting, he said, he's not going to get anything out of this for his family or his neighbors or the residents in Hamburg for 2 or 3 years. So, I mean, what is the rush to get this thing done? I don't think so. And the other thing is, Jerry says that he's happy with the speed that he's got now with MediaCom, the price. I guess that's all right. At least it's $20 cheaper than what the county wants. And Chris said he can't justify it. And I certainly am against it. So there you've got four people on the representing the city that think this is a bad idea. So I think we should just hold off on it and see what happens, what comes down the pipe.
I think that was a consensus. I mean, he was here for information, and if it gets better or we find out more options, then we can review it. But no, I'm not in favor of going with it either right now. So.
Like I say, the fact that the word was out there, or the feeling was out there that as soon as this gets operational and we sign on to it, the people in Hamburg are going to have TV and phone service and everything else that goes with it, and the high-speed internet.
Were misinformed or misunderstood?
Well, and that's exactly right. And so I think that's up to the county to take and, straighten these people out. I'm certainly not going to take and carry the flag and say, here's what the deal is. I basically have said I think this is a bad deal for right now. I don't think it was planned properly. It's not for the city.
Well, there's a point. If the people in town here, whoever has these questions, there's a place to come and ask. Mm-hmm. That's where it gets addressed. We've got the time. We've got the chairs. I usually say if there's no name behind it, any comments, they're just kind of, they're not worth it. They're not worth bringing it up to. Nothing to substantiate it.
Nope.
So, anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on. We all got the same feeling for it right now, and so be it. Public Works. I don't know where Mr. Riley is.
And I have no idea. It's inexcusable to not be here without letting me know. Or council.
Yeah, I don't have a clue why.
It's second Tuesday. It's been that way for the 20 years he's been here, so I don't know the reason for his absence, to be honest. Sue, did he ever say anything to you today?
No,
he was in the office and didn't say nothing about.
Yeah, I see him nothing. Sometimes he does tell me things, but this time no.
Shouldn't have to babysit him and remind him that council meetings are.
I'm probably in the dead zone.
I did, on the first one there, testing of the lift station alarm. He did get a call on Sunday, I believe, huh?
Sunday or Saturday?
Or Saturday.
This weekend
Saturday.
He did.
Yeah.
I think Saturday.
Yeah. And he did stop up to the shop and told, was you there, Dick, with me?
No, he told me about it.
Oh, okay. And he says the power must have just flinched and they called him right away and...
Yeah, he was called, he checked it out.
Yep.
I know the electrical panel's been inspected and signed off on now, so we're good there. Community center repairs, I can kind of give a little bit of update on that. I've talked to insurance company. They have no issues or concerns as to the estimate that we approved. So we're good there, and I've talked to Dan. He said the first thing he needs to do is to try to come up and get a sample of brick and see what he can get closest. So he was going to try and do that this week, and he thought it might not be till early fall before he would get at it.
Well, you don't want it too late.
No, we don't want it too late, but it'd be good too, because then, I mean, if it's 90 degrees, kind of miserable. They got that taken apart, and you got to try to work in it, but we would manage. But he didn't think it'd be till early fall, and I think a lot of the contractors with the wet weather got scaled back here about a month this year. So I'll touch base with him more when he comes up to get a sample of the bricks.
All right. I'll call him in after the meeting. We'll see what's what happened here.
Cleaning and the televising, I haven't heard nothing on that.
That's something that should have been probably
and then
in process.
Loss control recommendation.
Is there a guy coming out to go through that?
I don't know if he's talked to anybody. I am currently just finishing up the insurance renewal right now. So with the insurance renewal, I'll probably just put a memo together to send to him. What we have done and what we have completed on that list, and what we're going to continue to work on, and then state to them that we would like to meet with them to discuss any future items.
We got to get this handled.
On the pavers, has he talked to you about those? They're on sale at Menards now. It don't take that many for that. So
I'll give him a call yet tonight. I guess there isn't much more we can touch on with that, huh?
No. How about the signs down at the memorial? The closer to TV signs, are they going up anytime soon?
They're in his
He knows
box.
About them.
Yeah.
Sitting in his box yet since.
What are they, just a sign
over
on
a month?
On a stake?
Well, I think
no,
we need to put them on
stake,
a stake.
But he has to put them on a stake. And I asked if we could put them up, and he says, I got no stakes. That's
where are the signs?
In his inbox.
And it's been there since we received them.
Since we received them after, was it last meeting or two meetings ago?
It was a Friday after the last meeting.
Yeah.
I guess that was broke off again.
I did hear that. Yeah, the gun did get broke off again.
Was that intentional or accidental?
I'm beginning to think that there are some in town here that, me and Steve one night, Steve seen that they were tearing around, but that on the basketball deal. Anyhow, I went down and talked to him. Steve came down. We did have a deputy come and just put a little bit of fear of God in him. And before Zummerfest, my wife and granddaughter were down pulling weeds and whatever in those flower beds. And I came down there, and there was about three kids tearing around because the portable bathrooms were really put up there by the tractor pull grassy area. Just plainly tearing around, locking people in there. And I went over there, and I just kind of told them they'd better find a different place to play. And this one young fellow comes up to me nose to nose, and who are you telling me what to do? He really got under my skin. If it was my kid, he would have had a different attitude. But you know,
it's poor parenting, yes.
Exactly. Now, if there'd be anything damaged in this town, that's where I would look. Because those blue barrels were tipped over down there for garbage. I straightened, I set them back up. I left, they go, knock them all down again. There's no respect coming from that bunch of kids. So, I'm not going to say no names or wherever. I know where they are. But I'm just real hesitant if there's anything that happens in town here. The mentality is there, that they would very easily do that.
These kids nowadays, they're all empowered, and they all think they're entitled. They're nothing's their fault. That's just it's terrible upbringing, but that's the way it is.
Yeah. So in case you ever hear anything,
somebody's got to squash
set some in place. But when they come up to me, when they're probably 12, 13 years old, like, who in the heck I am telling them what to do? There is no respect nowhere. I don't care who it is that goes out and tells them, you know, behave. It's not your property.
You could probably go to their parents, and their parents would be all over you like a cheap suit.
You never know, yeah. I don't know.
Pardon?
Should be all over the kids.
The other thing is that some of those daisies down there at the memorial, they passed on over the winter, so Stan arranged with this Daryl who does the roses down at the bank to get some more, and so Daryl donated like 9 new plants down there, and he put them behind the bank for Stan to pick up to go down there and plant. And so he did that. Well, there was some more that died, so he talked to Daryl, and Daryl said, I'll get you four more plants. I think it was four or five. And so he says, I'll set them at the same place behind on the north side of the bank. They're gone. So if you see somebody's yard with brand new daisies, yeah, it's probably somebody that you might know.
Come on, folks, huh?
It's just unbelievable.
Maybe one should send a little thank you. I mean, to that Daryl and Stan for the extra over and beyond. I think that'd be appropriate. Anything else on the public works? Otherwise, I'll talk to Dennis later, and then we'll move on. Try to.
Well, I got one more thing.
Go for it.
How do you put this nicely? What are you going to talk to Dennis about?
Why he's not here and why things aren't getting done?
Okay, that's been talked to him many times already, Dick. I think it should be written out on this piece of paper and handed to him.
Well,
that way he won't forget next time.
Well, we've had work lists for him already, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, just the way he is sometimes.
Does that continue or not?
No. It never went anywhere.
Even the way he talks to Jeremy sometimes. Well, I don't have no posts. Well, that's your job. Get some posts.
Or replace the water meter.
Yeah.
I think it's better to talk about that when he's here.
Yeah.
That's probably right. But I mean, that's my feelings right now.
Well, no, that's.
I think Dick will touch base with him tonight, and I'll touch base with him tomorrow.
We'll handle it.
And we deal with this. Whatever.
Anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to Jeremy's report.
Well, that's one thing. A couple things I got really is just the Minnesota Clerks and Finance Officers Association annual membership. And more so, this would fall under Sue because she went to the 3-year program. I think it would be good for her to continue. To go to, I believe the conferences now will be in March, right, Sue?
They're up in St. Cloud. I think they might be moved, if I remember. I've seen a memo. But usually they're in St. Cloud.
But I think it'd be a good thing as long as council feels that I believe the membership's $35 for the membership to the association. And then also to have Sue look at going to their annual conference.
Well, it's been done before, I guess, so might as well continue it. You make that in a motion?
Is that going to be a motel stay overnight up there, or is that going into motion? Or how do you do that?
I guess it would come to that point when, you know, how should I say, the time arrives.
Yeah. Budget time.
Yeah, I would say it's a budget item.
Yeah.
But the membership is due now?
Yes.
For $35.
Yeah. I move to approve that membership.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the membership in the MCFOA. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Just only city assessment, as if council's given any thought as to which way they want to go with the assessments. That'd be my only thing.
I've read some that are kind of drastic.
Some are drastic, and some are quite simple.
Yeah.
Depends on how detailed you want to get. It seems to be that the change in a lot of the assessments for cities is that they're assessing for mill and overlay now. But I believe I kind of got the consensus here from council that we didn't want to look at that route.
No, we're looking
more
at
so the total recon that we were looking at.
I know a lot of in reading the minutes from other cities in the area and looking at their financials, it appears the reason why they're doing that is because of budget shortfalls that they've brought upon themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think we have that issue here, so I don't know why we. I don't think it would be prudent for us maybe to make any changes unless there has been some concerns expressed by council members or citizens and how we assess projects.
Well, Yeah, I know. I think Jeremy said it's nice to have something black on white.
But yeah, they do have something black on white. When any projects come up, then here's our policy. It's laid out, you know. And we can go simple.
We don't have anything like that right now?
We do. And it's mainly for just reconstruction. But it would be nice just to put something together a little more defined than what we have. I think in a past packet I put in what we had and what other cities were. Maybe I can put that together again for next
kind of
meeting.
A guide that we...
But, you know, I think this is more, I said in fall is when I kind of wanted to get this put together and adopted. I think next meeting we're in August already. Hard to believe, but...
So more of a clarification we're looking to, and not so much the fact
just really to define it that, because we don't have nothing that states, you know,
the specifics.
Mill overlay, or, no, it's just if we get into major recon, and it's kind of more guidelines, it's no, it's not an actual approved policy. You know, we've always gone up what we've done with other projects, right? And we've never put anything with the word policy on it, let's put it that way.
As you probably have found out, there are some people that go back many years here in town. Well, I didn't have, I had to pay for this. Now, you know, it's time to get rid of that.
And the reason why I want to have something in place is because probably the next projects we look at doing, we're probably going to get into some more major reconstruction type projects. You know, because this is kind of, you know, it's more of an easier project. Robert Avenue here and Kim was kind of...
Well, the infrastructure is pretty new.
Yeah, but some of these newer projects we're going to be getting into, you know, partial or total recon. And then the other thing, we've had it budgeted. I think I'm going to move forward. I've gotten a few contacts. And if anybody else has any other contacts, I'm more than willing to take them on. But looking at upgrading our server and getting our computers up and running here. That laptop, it's not been pretty in office lately. That other laptop that's about 6 years old, my brother said it's the blue screen of death, so I think that's finally dead. I do have a new computer that needs to be set up and networked. So what I'd like to do is start moving forward on that. I kind of was waiting to see what we were going to do with Carver County because I didn't want to have that all set up and then have to, you know, change it, set it up, and run it through, you know, Carver County service. And then the one other thing I wanted to note that, too, that I wasn't aware of, but in talking with Mr. Lays, that we would have to change our email address, and then we'd have to go with Gmail or get some free email service too along with that. That kind of gets to be a kind of a headache too.
So. Well, with the computers, I think it's just like if a wheel falls off, you got to get it fixed.
Yeah, you do, because it's time loss.
I mean,
so that's something
that's just part of doing
business.
We'll
be looking at here.
Got to get down.
And I know someone sent me emails, and I apologize for not maybe getting back to you on, but Windows did some update that didn't work with MediaCom. So the internet was kind of scaly for the past week.
Well, so, everything's been that way.
Well, Windows 7 did an update, and MediaCom, I tried to log into there, it popped up and said, due to some update from Windows 7, it wasn't compatible with whatever they were running. I don't know the legal.
Hey, I know what I did the same thing.
So, finally, though, today, I think, they must have got it ironed out because I was able to log in.
Oh.
Because if you noticed, maybe some of you got some emails, nothing was attached
to it. Yeah, because I sent an email back.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what that one was. It said FYI, and then that was it.
And it didn't, because I'd hit forward, and it just, nothing was working, because it was a compatibility issue with some upgrade to Windows 7. So, but it sounds like today, today they must
have. I have.
Really?
Well,
do you have Windows 7?
Jerry, about that email address deal, with the website that the city has got, can you get an email associated with that website so that you don't have to you know, that, because you're going to have that website address probably till the end of time.
Yes.
For the city. So if they could get, you know, info at cityofhamburgminnesota.com. Because that, you know, that's what I've got on my...
I'm sure we could set that up.
So then you've got to make one change. You can probably work a deal with MediaCom so that all emails that you send out or that come into the MediaCom address automatically are forwarded to the new email address. And like what I've got on my old email address, when somebody sends me an email to my old email address, they automatically get a response that says this email address has been retired, the new email address is such and such. And then you wouldn't have to worry about keep changing the email address depending upon what provider you're with.
Well, at this point, we don't have to change nothing.
Yeah, I guess personally I'm comfortable the way it is, and I could make that change when needed if we change
the... Well, no, what I'm saying, you know, you keep the one that you've got now, but, you know, implement this other one and say, you know, this is also going to be our new one. The old one's going to be operational for...
But then what are you providing to the public? So then... I don't know. Seems weird.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah. We'll discuss it.
I'll look into it. I'm pretty sure we can do that, though. I'll work on that while working on getting the... Because there's some other things I want to... Be able to, you might see our website go under construction here a little bit. So if you're out there, because there's some other changes I want to make there too, where we can add resolutions and some other things to the website along with the minutes, just to give you on only thing I can upload to the website right now is PDF files. So I got the person that administers our website trying to get that so I can put MP3 format on there. And then there's a few other things that I've discussed with them I'd like to do. So I'll probably work on that too while hopefully trying to get some cost and estimates for a new server.
All right, anything else?
I got nothing.
I guess we'll move on to the payment of claims. Added June claims, $32,128.83. You probably can look back and see ones that say added. So, I probably, if there's any questions, otherwise we're looking at what, 16,286 to 16,302 with the three. Oh, 16,260, 261, and one. Edge payment.
What's the ASCAP entertainment license?
That's a rip-off.
Shorter or long version?
Well, is it...
Basically, what it is, if we provide music, or if we allow music at the hall, we have to have one of two, either ASCAP or I think the other one's BLI or something. I can't remember the other one. But you have to have... We went through this many years ago because I tried to get... rid of paying it, but you have to have it as copyright protection type thing.
Oh.
So if a band comes in and plays Rolling Stones, they can play it legally because we have this.
But the money doesn't go back to the Rolling Stones. If you research it, the money basically stays with the organization, even though they're saying it's copyright, and they've tried to get this like outlawed through Senate and stuff. Can't touch it.
Any copyrighted music, it has, you know, you have to have some type of license allowing it to be played. And so we've gone through the legal.
Since we leased the spot, we have to hold the license.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Because we thought, well, do we have to have it? You know what I mean? Do we have to have it? Because, you know, we're not playing the music, but...
We're providing the facility.
Yeah, we have to have it.
All the bars have to pay it, too.
So it's one of those deals.
Okay, I was just curious.
Any other questions on the June?
No, I'm not.
Well, I'll move to approve the one ASH payment and check number 16-260 to 16-261 and 16-286 through... 16,302 for, what did you say, Dick, was
total? 32,128.83.
Oh, I could have cheated there too.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to authorize the June payment of claims and one hatch payment. Checks number 16,260, 16,261, 16,286 to 16,302 for a total of 32,128.83. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. July claims. What have you got so far?
We had to pay for those dumpsters for the city cleanup.
That's just one thing I was going to point out.
Oh, okay.
If you look at waste management billing there.
Yeah, I'm just seeing that now.
$1,348.55 was our total cost for that city cleanup day.
I got $1,498.
Yeah.
Well, 150 of that is for compost.
Oh. Well, I thought they were doing that for nothing.
Labor.
Oh, they didn't. Labor? They didn't verify that. I thought they were.
Well, they brought how many roll-offs and garbage trucks, and they only charged us for two roll-offs.
That much?
It was 500 some bucks for a roll-off.
Actually, I'm not surprised. When I called around for roll-offs from the circus, they were going to charge the club $558, so I called Frank's and it was $250. For a bigger roll-off.
Well, they're, from what they told us, it was kind of very misleading, because I understood it was going to be, yeah, let's get this thing going.
They were doing it as a service.
I thought we were just going to be paying the weight.
Yeah. For the trash or compost, yeah.
But I think by adding the tires, that was $591.
But did we know that? Did they tell us that? I guess I thought the whole thing was going to be free.
Well, not the whole thing, but what I was expecting, we were going to pay. Well, I can.
For this fall, we should maybe talk to Frankston.
It's management.
Yeah, because the city.
It won't, huh?
Contract's up next year.
Well, guys should.
Next year, August, I believe, August 1st.
Guys should tell them, say, you know, what our thoughts are. We had a meeting tonight, and the question got brought up. And
we'll call and talk to them and say, well, we were under the understanding that the dumpsters would be provided, but we'd be paying for the amount of material collected, the weight of it.
And that's what I thought. I don't know what you thought that day.
Well, I didn't think it was going to cost us anything. I thought they were just doing it.
Well, they did make it clear that we would pay weight, the whole thing. But not that they're going to charge us for the.
Yeah. Well, basically, what I thought they wanted was their name, their dumpsters out there, and their name on waste management is doing this for a service. Wow.
Is it possible this could be an innocent mistake on their part?
No, I can try and run through some hoops, but that's an hour of my time. Yeah. But I'll do it.
For the
money, it's probably worth it.
Yeah.
I think maybe hold.
Yeah.
Hold that payment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of a shocker.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Probably don't want my exact words when I looked at the bill.
Is there anything we can get grant money for? The compost?
Right, but we only get so much for compost. It'd be close. The compost grant would maybe cover the majority of it, but still, I think it's. I mean, really, for the stuff that was brought up here, it could have went to. Where you pay at Chaska, and it wouldn't cost us this much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll move to approve the four ash payments and check number 16303 through 16320 and 16322 and 16323 for a total of 88,480.
Second. And what are you going to do with the other one? Wait until find out, and if he finds out, and they don't do nothing.
Some clarification, then I'll bring it back to council.
Okay.
Motion made and seconded to authorize payment of the four hatch payments and 16303 to 16320 and 16322 and 16323. What was the total? 8,000?
80,84,80.
84, 80.
Yeah, a lot of eights.
And put in,
if my math is correct,
check number 16321 on hold till we get some clarification. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, we'll go to city council reports.
So before you jump into that, Dave, I'll just make a quick comment. I'll get a hold of them tomorrow, and then when I get here back from them, I'll shoot out an email to council what their response was.
Let us know. Good. Anything else, or was there move on to reports? Mr. Odoms.
I have nothing to report on the streets, however. Does the council have any interest at all in possibly leasing out space on the water tower for cell phone antennas? Is it a source of generating some revenue for the city?
I see, why not?
And that was kind of talked about a long time ago, but I never... But I'm all in favor of it.
Because when we lived in just outside of Cologne, I had some contact with some cell phone tower providers then, and that was, you know, years ago. But they, you know, they're always looking for places to put up their towers. But if there's already something that's high enough that can accommodate their antennas, you know, that saves them a buttload of money, mm-hmm. and, you know, makes their service better. And so, with the council's blessing, I would pursue that and hopefully come back at the next meeting with some information.
Go for it.
That's fine. Verizon is supposedly updating this whole area. That's supposed to be done by September. That's word on the street.
I've been hearing that for a while.
Well, they've got a lot
quite
of heat.
Quite a while. Yeah.
I've chewed them out so many times.
So anyhow, but no, that's good. Go for it.
Okay.
Anything else?
Oh, that's it.
Bob?
The only thing that I really have is, as long as Jeremy's talking to waste management tomorrow, can you look into how much it would cost for a recycle dumpster for the big hall, the community center, just in case, you know, because obviously, like I said, when we do weddings and stuff there, a lot of the glass and the cardboard and stuff goes in the trash, and I think it should be recycled. But even so the plastic cups that you serve beer in are recyclable.
Would you like some type of recycle bin then or something?
Well, a lot of times they'll do two dumpsters, one with a yellow lid, and they're like a regular... Like your regular deal, they'll have one for recycling, one for... I know that when I worked at Carco, Russ opted not to because he didn't want to pay the extra $65 a month. So we threw all the cardboard and stuff away, which is a waste. That could all be recycled.
Well, right now, they don't charge us nothing for the dumpsters at city buildings. That's part of the contract.
Okay.
So maybe I can talk to them about bringing another dumpster for recycling.
And that's all we need, yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Anything else?
And just the hall, you're thinking?
Yeah, just you know, just to throw cardboard and glass, basically recycle. I mean, the commingled thing is what they're going to do, basically. So.
Sure.
Well, they take plastics right up to number 7 already, so.
Is that going to be all in one dumpster, or is that separate individual ones?
All in one.
All in one. Just like they take our stuff.
No. Okay.
Chris?
Preferably with a top on. So it don't blow out.
Yeah, with a top on.
Yeah, with a top on.
Chris?
Yeah. Okay. Just a couple of things I have. The first thing, I handed everybody out a number of different links to. At the last, our first National Night Out meeting, we talked about there just some things to have there for the kids, something in that nature. And it was talked or discussed about maybe it might not be a bad idea for the city to go ahead and purchase something of this site. These are all obstacle courses. Through working with the TASTE, with the Chamber, and some of the other organizations that I'm involved in, we found out the kids like these better. They get used more than just the bounce house. And so there's just different varieties of them throughout the packet here, just to give us an idea of range and prices and things of that nature. And I think... only one of them, and I think it's the top one. No, it's the second one, this one here. That's the used one. Everything else is considered new in what I was reading for description-wise. So basically, I just wanted to bring this up as a conversational piece to start thinking of what people might have for objections or questions or concerns about it, and you know, just get some thoughts as far as the fact that the city may go ahead and move in this direction. It would be something, you know, we could use it for the different clubs that are around town, if they wanted to use it instead of paying a rental fee of $400 to $500. You know, that the clubs would pay for something like this, you know, maybe the city offers it up for like $100, just enough to be able to cover in case something rips or tears and we can repair it.
Are you looking to get this before National Night Out this year?
No. This is, I think it would be too quick for us to do something like that. I just think this is something that if we want to look forward towards this, we would bring it into the budget process when we go through the budget process. But I want to get the thought out there while it was fresh in at least one committee's mind.
I mean, didn't we just thought in discussion that it pay for itself, you know, in a couple of years with a couple functions.
Yeah.
Is it, what is it? It's like $300-$400.
Well, the chamber will be having the taste that's coming up in July, and the second one in there is about the same one that we get up there, and we're getting charged $425 for it. It's an obstacle course, so it's, you know, they start off climbing over something and they end up sliding down something at the end. So
we could probably rent it out to other cities and stuff too for their festivals. So I think it's a pretty good idea, actually. The kids seem to like it. I know that they charged us how much for, I think it was like $450 or whatever it was for Summerfest, and we made all back. We made all that back except for like $20 and just for a day. Yeah, it was a pretty good deal. So.
And even if we offered it to our local clubs for, you know, $100 or $150 for an event, that just helps our local clubs out too, be able to earn a little extra dollars to put in their coffers to basically spend back into the city.
$300.
So who would own this? The city or the land?
We would. We would have it.
The city.
The city, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So just something to, you know, kind of kick around. And if anybody knows of any other sites that I just binged it, so, and I just started looking around. I tried looking on Craigslist, and there were like four things on there, and none of them were commercial grade. Like, we don't need anything that's not commercial grade.
Right.
You know, and I didn't include some. There's some that were out there that were $5,000 or $6,000. So I'm like, well, I don't know if we want to spend that kind of money. And they were pretty. I mean, they were 70 foot long, so they were big.
And I've seen on here that some of these, like this one here, is 3 years on up. So that means that would be good, because I think that for the littler kids, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, like I say, we've had about some. I don't know if we have the obstacle course at Summerfest, or did we just have a bounce house?
I think one of them was kind of like an obstacle course. Okay. Yeah, it was a slide up and down thing, and then they got to crawl through hoops and that type of deal. Yeah, but they seemed to like the bouncy castle too. But so both of them worked really well. But you said that the obstacle courses are more popular. At least research says that. Well, then we'll go with one of those if we want to do it.
And like I said, you know, the second year of Taste, we had a bounce house, and it got used very, very little. And then last year, we put the obstacle course on, and we couldn't keep the kids off of it. So.
Yeah, the bouncy house, the kids, a lot of times get hurt.
Yeah.
The parents don't want them in.
Yeah.
I watched kids play on the other ones.
And then today, at this Carver County leadership meeting, they talked about incident, you know, basically NIMS is what they ended up talking about, which was kind of entertaining in that regard. But I have a copy of the slides here, so if anybody wants a copy of them, we can probably make a copy in the office here and hand them out. So if anybody wants this information.
Is there any talk about anybody putting training on or any
Not
training
yet.
Anywhere?
No, there wasn't even.
It just seems like that's kind of gone non-existent now. They require it,
but not making it available.
You know, there's no.
It's like those other
training available anywhere.
Mandates. Right. So. And then the only two other things I had a quick question on is: are we still having the mosquito bug come around? Truck come around?
Yes.
Yeah, every other Wednesday they should be coming.
Tomorrow.
Okay, because for the last two Wednesdays, I haven't heard them come by. And across the street, Gene doesn't think they've been here the last three Wednesdays.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Last week I did. Last time I didn't hear.
I heard them not that long ago.
Because I know, I know the last two Wednesdays I was outside at that time, and I didn't see them.
They've been coming almost start of the nine. Oh, it's a light.
Let me check in.
I was just curious. So
I'll check into it because they usually have to fill out a ticket when they spray it. So
every other
I'd be able to research that.
And I think it was it last year we had right before Summerfest or National Night Out? He went through the park. I know you can't go in the back part of the park now, but at least up towards the front there because, you know, for National Night Out.
I don't know if we did for National Night Out.
Or is that going to be too far away?
I don't know. My question would be, is it helping? Does it matter this year?
Jesus, they're thick though, huh?
They're bad.
Then the last thing I had was that, Jeremy, did you ever hear of anything back from Minspec on the drawing?
How many times, Sue, have I asked them? Oh, yeah, I got that email to you.
Oh, that drawing, I haven't heard of it.
For bathrooms.
Okay.
They quit. So it's not that I haven't asked for it, but I'll get on a horn tomorrow again on that.
So I was going to start thinking about now that we're getting into August here. Like
handicap requirements, right?
Yeah, I like to get the group back together and just kind of formalize a plan.
We've talked to them numerous times about it. When they come in.
That's all I had.
All right. A couple of things. Before County Road 50 was overlaid, there was a crosswalk painted down by the bank. There's nothing there. Because there's some kids, they don't know where to go across.
So from bank to park?
Yeah. Who would we contact? County?
Yeah, I'll shoot them an email and see what they say over there.
You know, because I would think that should be kind of put back.
There was one there, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There should be signs up too for a crosswalk so that people...
They got a chance.
So I mean, even for the road, you know, down a little farther, if there's a crosswalk going into the park.
We should have something.
I've been at every day. I'm trying to remember where it was. Where was it exactly? Do you remember?
Is it a crosswalk?
Yeah.
It was by the bank corner.
Yeah.
Coming off the corner of Brad, right?
Yeah.
And then across. Right?
From north to south, yeah. Just straight across the corner.
Yeah, right up the corner, right?
Yeah.
This?
No.
Well, right there. East end.
Right on
Brad Street.
Brad Street, yep.
What was
West,
it?
West side.
West side.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Bank corner.
Yeah, let me shoot an email on that and see. I'll just let them know. Say, hey, there's a crosswalk there before the street was done. I see you came and straight through town. Any? Well, I'd say actually the council would like to request that it be put back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I got something for Dennis, that one faucet down there, drinking fountain. You hold it, you drink, and it waits a couple seconds and then gives you a shower. It shoots it higher than. It just. It's,
pull your eye over.
Well, it just. I mean, otherwise you're dripping wet. Yeah. You know, just from a drink of water.
Isn't that one been pieced together?
Yeah. I think he has pieced that together every year, to be honest.
Yeah, so I'll talk to him on that. And you're going to get me a list what I get for National Night Out?
Yep.
And I got one request. As Chief Draghi was here tonight with possibly one of the members getting an award for the picture down at convention. I attended last year's Chiefs convention up in Duluth, and I went through emergency management classes, things that pertain to the city. I'm just wondering if the city would be willing that I could go this year, being there's with the emergency management, and maybe being to support if one of our members gets the award down there. Basically, the registration costs me $25 to go. plus probably a couple nights room. So I'm estimating maybe $300. I don't know, give or take. Because the papers will have to be getting to be sent in soon. So I'm just looking at the council what their thoughts are. If not, so be it. If he ain't, fine. I just think it'd be good to have the city represented down there.
Is that in Duluth again this year? No.
Rochester.
Oh, Rochester. Well, I think if Dick is willing to go and support our own for maybe getting an award, I think that there should be somebody there from the town.
Plus, I think the classes are good, too.
Right. I make a motion. What did you say, 200?
Well, I'm going to guess it could be, I don't know how much rooms are.
Okay, but anyway.
It could be 3, it could be 350, I don't know.
I'm going to make a motion that Dick gets his paperwork in and signs up for that.
City pay for rooms.
Yeah.
Any other comments, questions? Or?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to authorize the mayor to attend down in Rochester during October for the Chiefs Convention. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I don't vote any, obviously. Abstain?
You abstain, yes.
I abstain. Anything else for the good of the city?
Jerry, what's the status on the Highway 25 culvert? Is that on hold?
You know, I've been hearing rumors that they weren't going to do it. And then I checked on that and said, no, it's still scheduled. And they said they would send me something when it was a go. Well, I haven't heard nothing for a month.
From what I heard, they dug it out. And what's happening now is it's passing whatever.
Yeah, so I've kind of heard the rumors
regulations
that it might
that
not
they need.
Be a go.
So I haven't heard nothing either. So
I'll add it to my to-do list and I'll check on that.
You can, though. Otherwise, sometimes there's sleeping dogs in there.
True.
Also, did you talk to the county attorney's office about their ordinance? For
I did not. I'm sorry, I did not.
Okay.
I'll just say that. That one kind of fell through my cracks, I guess.
That.
Curfew ordinance you're relating to, right?
And then also the vandalism done at the park and the sheriff's department contacted the city in any way, shape, or form.
I have not heard nothing on that. Nope. You're talking about painting?
Right. And then the fact about that, you know, the curfew ordinance, that's what the county attorney's office says, the police can't do anything, basically. So.
Yeah, I'd kind of double up on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. I got one thing. I just was wondering how National Night Out report back on sale was all set up, or?
Yeah, I'll touch base with you after the meeting.
Oh, okay.
You in charge of corn?
You get corn.
So. Oh, that's what I mean. I don't know what we want, 1 year or two.
Talk to John.
Who?
John. He's doing the pea picking now.
Oh, is he? Oh. But yeah, I haven't heard anything. I didn't make it that night. I was
work.
Yeah, I had to work that night later. So,
Well, we just figure you're in charge of the corn.
I knew that, but I mean,
that's a given.
I didn't know how much you wanted. 3 pickup loads, or talk to John, who have a semi load here, or something. I don't know.
What did you get last time?
200 ears.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll ask.
Yeah. I always give us more than we
quarter,
need.
Yeah.
I think we had last year, too.
Okay.
I'll print you out a listing.
Okay, great.
Are you going to get me a list yet?
Yep.
Soon?
Yep.
And I know this has been talked about before for National Night Out, but people have requested a little bigger, sturdy plate because of the food. They like,
we
instead of stacking it all on top of
each other. That's how we got the
other. We do have a sturdy plate.
Yeah,
but a little bigger because they're still kind of small.
Okay. You get what you get when you get it free.
Okay.
I was going to say, yeah, they're getting awfully fussy considering it's free.
Yeah.
I know people brought up, too, could we do something other than hot dogs? Well, we did discuss that at the meeting, too. Well, when they volunteer to cook something else, we'll do something other than hot dogs.
There's nothing wrong with a good hot
dog. We'll change the menu when they want to cook.
Exactly.
Anything else? Otherwise, I would probably look for a motion.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Well, maybe a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah. By waiting.